We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, we're back on the That's Good Sports podcast. Brandon Perna here with Will Keys. What do we missed the last 2 weeks? Is that right?
Yeah, well, we didn't do 2 weeks ago for whatever reason. And I didn't have Wi-Fi last Thursday, so.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that, you know, that was a whole saga.
The
moral of the story.
Dumb cable guy come over, huh?
Correct. Yeah. Well, dumb cable guy, dumb roommate. He's not here. But the point is, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. And also pay AT&T to come when they say that they're going to come. They don't. Right. Generally speaking, they don't.
Will had a cable guy come over and not know where to hook up his internet cable.
Yeah. And that's just what I heard because I entrusted my roommate to let the guy in and show him where the cable was. And, word got to me that they couldn't find it. And so I came home after the guy left, of course, and I found it within 30 seconds of looking. So,
oh, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I texted you was the cable guy is either lazy or an idiot. So either he just didn't want to do it and realized your roommate wasn't going to challenge him on his authority, or he really didn't know where to look for the Wi-Fi cable hookup. So we'll never know.
We'll never know the truth. I hold my cable guy to a higher standard, like Jim Carrey. I want an obsessive, compulsive guy that is going to know exactly what to do. Maybe he'll infiltrate my life and my social circle in the process, but I'm getting great cable and internet service.
In terms of where I rank the relationships of importance, it is my doctor, my accountant, then my cable guy.
Yeah, and in no particular order.
No, that was the order.
from 3 to 1? Yes.
So today, we have a little bit of football news to break. We only break news here. The Hall of Fame game has been canceled between the Steelers and Cowboys. The Hall of Fame ceremony has been postponed. Training camp supposed to start July 28th, even though those things aren't happening after July 28th. So we'll talk about the NFL, what might happen with the season, because we know NBA, baseball, hockey, all coming back, and UFC Fight Island definitely happening.
That'll happen. Yeah.
So let's start with UFC Fight Island. It's happening on Yas Island in Abu Dhabi.
Yas Queen Island.
Yeah, there are no rules there, so that's why they chose that area. But fights are supposed to happen July 11th, 15th, 18th, and 25th. All of the fighters must pass 4 rounds of testing before the fight and then a round of testing post-fight. So it seems like they have their shit together. UFC, obviously, well, I mean, we saw NASCAR happen, but UFC seems like the most manageable sport to do. Your individual guys, you can test them because you're not having to test, you know, 1,000 guys every week or whatever. So that'll be interesting. I'm not a huge UFC guy, but maybe I'll try to watch one of those. But I think, like,
is this pay-per-view?
Probably.
I would assume so.
They don't give that shit away for free.
If it was, they'd get great ratings.
Yeah. And I mean, could you make more money selling
a lot of buyers?
Yeah, could you sell more advertising dollars than pay-per-view buyers?
It's a question for John Hamm.
Yes. John Hamm in the role of Dana White.
In the role that now that is a UFC that I would like to see.
Or Dana Carvey in the role of Dana White.
Dana White Carvey. This is maybe the worst character you've ever come up with. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to watch this. If it's pay-per-view, I definitely won't watch it. If it's on TV, then I probably won't watch it either because I don't want to have to pay a cable guy to come out here again and just probably, you know, accidentally destroy my apartment in the process. But, you know, I kind of tip my hat to them for finding a tremendous loophole to get this done. And the ingenuity and the opportunity kind of came together here. And, Yas Island, I'm just glad that they're – I really am so encouraged that there are places on Earth just with zero rules.
Yeah.
And I want more islands like that.
More fight islands.
I want more lawlessness.
It's where, which leads me to believe. Fight Island is where, like, all major disputes should be worked out, right? Like, right wing, left wing people arguing, go to Fight Island. Winner Duels. Is whoever emerges. And then, you know, politicians getting into it, send them to Fight Island. If they can't work together, they go to Fight Island, they work it out there. I think that's the way we have to do it. You and I get into it, we go to Fight Island.
You're either going to work together or you're going to fight together.
But we don't fight. We realize as soon as we get there, we made a mistake. We're not physically equipped to, well, you would probably win that fight. So I leave Fight Island early once I see you in person again and remember you're 6'4", 3'2". How tall are you? 6'4"? 6'10"?
Yeah, we'll stick with 6'4".
Anyone over 6 foot looks like 6'10" to me. So the intimidation would be instant. Here's what I wanted to get into before we kind of specifically go through the NFL things. Because every day I think football's going to happen, and then the next day I think it's not going to happen. And it's just based on whatever news is coming out, right? I think if we see basketball, baseball, and hockey actually happen, then the NFL will do it. Like, they're not going to let those other leagues figure out a way to make money and them get screwed. Even though the NFL is the most complicated sport to figure out because it just has the most people, the most players, the most coaches. It is the most difficult to figure out. But it also has the most money and resources probably to work with. So how optimistic, I guess, are you about those other sports happening successfully? And by successfully, I mean just multiple games being played.
Okay, yeah, no, multiple games. I think that is a good measure of success at this point. With baseball, I don't have any sort of trepidation as far as, like, being able to pull off the logistics of it. It is. I think what everybody's worried about right now is the players' union versus the owners. And it feels like there's a proposal in place that's on the verge of approval every other day. And then either the players or the owners have some sort of issue, usually the players. And we can get into like who you want to blame in that kind of back and forth there. But that's really the biggest obstacle for them. I think for baseball, obviously Korean baseball has shown that, you know, it's possible to do this and to pull it off. And it looks weird without fans, but it's a lot less weird than no baseball at all during the summer. So I think logistically it's probably the easiest of the three to pull off, just because baseball is not particularly a contact sport. And you can distance a little bit.
It is it is already pretty much socially distanced.
Yeah.
Except for a batter is in the box and a guy is on base, depending on his leadoff. Yes. Maybe they make mandatory leadoff.
Yeah, you have to be 6 feet off the base at all times. No, I think you might be on the thing there. A lot of runners going to get picked off because of that. Or a lot of bases are going to get stolen. I'm not sure which, but it's going to absolutely ruin the game of baseball. But I'd love to see it. I think everybody does. Basketball is going to be a little more tricky now because you got guys like Trevor Ariza on the Trailblazers already said that he's going to opt out of the tournament when that happens because he's got some sort of child custody thing with his kid and he can't leave him for a month or however long he's going to be there. Avery Bradley said kind of a similar thing, that one of his kids is at risk. And he doesn't want to be away from him for a month. So the NBA is allowing players basically to say, well, you know, I just can't do this and I'm going to stay home without any penalty other than I don't know if they get paid or not. But at the same time, that's also really shaking up the hierarchy of teams here, because Avery Bradley, fifth or sixth player on the Lakers in terms of minutes per game. So it's really like, it's not only, you know, threatening whether or not these games are going to be played, but if they are played, it's going to look a lot different than regular season just because certain players aren't going to be there. It's just like every team is probably going to enter this tournament without a key player. Right. And maybe the one that like, the one team that comes in intact and stays intact has a distinct advantage over the others.
Like the Nuggets with Jokic already getting it. Like he should be good.
It's the smartest thing you could do. It's the smartest thing you could do is to get it right now. But Yield had the same thing happen to him. Although people who know how old he is realize how at risk he might be. Yeah. Little NBA joke for you guys. You might as well do it 2 weeks before or, you know, now, because it's not happening till the end of July.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's there's so many things to factor in. But it is athletes worried about their families and bringing, you know, stuff home to their family. And there's probably a lot of people out there like, hey, you're getting paid millions of dollars. Just go isolate away from your family for 3-6 months or whatever. That's a small price to pay for my entertainment. But it's a valid concern. And I think we'll get into that a little bit more when we talk about this NFL stuff. But I guess like, as things are, the sports are supposed to start to resume through July. And so I think the NFL will get a look at how some of the other leagues do and handle these things and what challenges they face. And maybe that will, I don't know, help what they do. But, okay, so the NFL already cancels the Hall of Fame game, which seems like the most manageable football game to do because
– the smallest.
Smaller crowd, although I guess they sold like 20,000 tickets almost like instantly after making ticket sales available. So maybe there would be
so many old Hall of Famers.
Yeah, you don't want to get the Hall of Famers sick. That's
too old.
That's a good point.
No, that would be the greatest irony. Yeah, the Hall of Fame game said a racial slur back in 1993, and it's been canceled.
Oh, yeah. So the ceremony's been postponed indefinitely. That makes sense. That's an easy thing to just do later. But here's where it starts to get weird because, okay, so Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, both reporting that NFL teams adamant they're going to start training camp July 28th. So they're going to start training camp earlier than the Hall of Fame game. So they can't figure out the Hall of Fame game, but they've got training camp figured out. Okay. Adam Schefter talks to an NFL source, and this is exactly what he said. The NFL is going to play, Adam. I'm very certain of it. I have faith in the league. The process and the testing and protocols are exceptional. It sounds like Trump is his inside source. You should see and hear how much is being done. Daily saliva tests and PCR.
Polyamorous
chain reaction. Sanitizing everything, including the balls. You can't believe all that's being done and prepared.
Can't believe how clean our balls are here. At the NFL, we've got cleanest balls.
Sanitize the footballs.
You're going to be able to see your own tiny reflection in these balls, Adam. Let me tell you.
If you can't see the corona in the reflection, you can't get it. That is the NFL's official stance.
For some pristine balls on Sunday.
Right. So that was yesterday. It's like, okay, NFL's going to do it. And then today, Malcolm Jenkins went on CNN and was like, I would not be comfortable playing. Jenkins does have a lot of gray hairs in his beard. Makes him a little more at risk. But he's talking, again, to bring this back around, like, he's got family at home, his parents. So knowing that, they are probably actually more at risk, like all of our parents, you know, could be. And he doesn't want to bring something home to his family. And that's probably what keeps getting lost in when we're thinking about sports. It's like, all these athletes are healthy. Yeah, that is true, but there's so many more people involved, and they still clearly don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know if you pay attention to what is happening with coronavirus, but it seems like there's still just so much uncertainty. So if players are uncertain and not comfortable, like, do you just go on and say to NFL players, like, if you don't feel comfortable, don't worry about it. We'll just start looking to the XFL pool to bring in, you know, extra players. They're talking about making practice squads bigger from 10 to 16 players, which makes sense. Might be good to get more guys, you know, paid, but I would be curious to see how many NFL players actually wouldn't come back and play, because then on the opposite spectrum, you have Tom Brady ignoring the NFLPA saying, we don't want you guys doing personal workouts, and now he is getting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers workouts to be bigger and bigger every day with Mike Evans joining today, and, you know, they're holding workouts there. So it seems like if you want to compete, you got to ignore that advice and start working out now, or you got to think about your family that you don't want to, you know, make or get sick. And, you know, Tom Brady's got the TB12 method, so he's not worried about his family because they're immune, which...
Yeah, well, if you buy –
figured, you know, it out already.
If you go on his website and look into his immunity supplements, then you'll realize that not only is it safe to hold player-on-player workouts, it's safe to pack a stadium as long as they all come with their own TB12 immune system supplement.
Yeah, he has demanded that not only do fans get temperature checked, they have to show that they have subscribed to the TB12 website and that they have purchased a year-long subscription.
This is just going to build and build until he has his own, like, TB12 health insurance, isn't it? that's where this is going, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like you have to be in such peak physical condition that it is very hard to get into. and you're so healthy, you don't really need it, but it's the most expensive plan you can ever fathom.
TB $12,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's the premium.
So, I mean, like, it's weird because obviously our living and income is attached to football happening. Right. So I'm following this as closely as I can while trying to keep my sanity. But if you were a betting man, what would you bet on? Football. And I have an idea, but what would you bet on? Football happening or football not happening, or football happening, but it's very weird and strange and has a lot of hiccups and the NFL regrets trying to even force a season?
I don't think there's any scenario in which they regret trying. I don't think anybody's going to hold it against them for trying, just because, I mean, you run the risk of this kind of stuff just in everyday life. And you see that as things are opening back up, people are accepting a lot more risk. And to say that, you know, we're opening restaurants and more and more places gradually, but the NFL can't give it a go all the way, you know, almost 3 months from now. I think that's kind of hypocritical as everything else starts to open up, to say, all right, well, you know, we can have this and this and this, but the NFL, I don't think so. So I think something's going to happen, and I think they're going to give it a really good shot. And I'm not saying that hiccups won't happen, because there's probably going to be something along the way. But I believe in the NFL's competence more than I believe in our government's competence in handling this.
Sure. I mean, the NFL's got its own money. Like, investigative legal justice department.
And, you know, anyone who's dealt with people in the government know that the private sector is infinitely more they're infinitely better at their job. Yeah.
I think, you know, like when I listened to the Malcolm Jenkins thing, like the first thing I thought is like, how could any NFL player be more worried about COVID than the normal risks of being on a football field? And I was like, oh yeah,
right.
Family, other people. He's thinking of other people, right? So it's like,
yeah,
getting hurt playing football, seriously hurt, seems like obviously a far greater risk than anybody getting deathly ill from COVID.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't have the same thoughts, but it comes from a place of like luxury to say that if I don't want to work, then I don't have to, because, you know, if you ask someone who's working at a grocery store or somewhere where they, you know, have to physically be in a working space with people coming in and out.
Yeah.
And they have to do that to support their family. You know, it's not a question of whether or not they want to, they kind of just have to and have to accept that risk. So I don't feel bad for these players at all. You know, saying, you know, I'm not comfortable doing this. It's their choice at the end of the day, but you know, I'm not losing, or I'm not going to shed any tears for these players who can
cry for them. Will, I'm just asking that you cry for them.
I just want a quick little one single tear to run down my cheek. Right. Now, I mean, to say that I'm comfortable or I'm able to take a year off of work in the interest of extreme safety. And at that point, you know, quarantining through an NFL season, we don't know what the world's going to look like in 2 months, but that would be, you know, an extreme measure, I think, which they have the right to. But a lot of people won't be able to afford that. So like I said, they can do it, but you know, it comes from a place of luxury, and most people probably can't relate.
Yeah. No, I think
that's what's turning people against the players union too. And it's really souring the relationship between fans and all three of these leagues right now. It feels like hockey hasn't really had any hiccups, but
no, hockey fans are loyal.
Hockey fans are just the hockey players are probably the toughest.
They're just on a different level.
Yeah.
It's probably the most pure sport out there in terms of
it is.
Guys do it. Cause
they also have those face cards, you know,
They do have face guards.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that's crazy is like you can't even get regular people to agree on wearing face masks in public. Like one of the simplest things you can do to help your safety and other people's safety. You can't get normal people to agree on that. So it's like, that seems like an easy thing to figure out. So figuring out sports, far more complicated. It's what, like when I start to fear that it won't happen, I'm like, we can't even do the basic shit right. But you're right. Leagues might be more organized than, you know, definitely more organized than the government and more willing to actually get something done than, you know, normal people.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, an idea I had today on the toilet was that the NFL could basically cut the season in half in terms of the amount of games played, where NFL teams play every other week. So you're getting like this 2-week span between all of your games so that if your team does have an outbreak, you have a chance to quarantine people for close to as long as they need to be quarantined and maybe not, you know,
miss
any games because you're going to have a COVID personnel package. Every team's going to have a COVID package.
Like the goal line package.
Now, yeah, and I don't think the NFL, right, I don't think the NFL would do that. But to me, that seems like an option that really hasn't been discussed. I don't know. It's just a toilet idea. I don't know if it's great, but ideas happen.
I think it makes a lot of sense. The only thing I don't like about it is that Andy Reid's the coach on a bye every single game. Oh, Chiefs are going 16-0.
8-0.
Or 8-0, whichever it is. Yeah. So I don't know if I like the sound of that, to be honest, just for that reason only.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't fucking know.
It's a thought. I mean, you'd be cutting it close because the quarantine time span is 2 weeks. So
yeah,
if you test guys like as they're leaving the field, then I don't know how long it takes to even show up in your body. But it'd be close.
You could go every third week and just start the season, cancel the preseason altogether, start the season mid-August. So then you'll get an extra couple weeks in to space it out. But if a third of the teams were playing every weekend, that's like what, like 10 teams? So you'd still get like 4 or 5 games every weekend.
What if you had like some of the teams go – we space out the weeks. So I can't do the math on this. I can't possibly do the math on this, but someone who's good at math maybe can figure it out. Some of the teams go every 2 weeks and you just kind of stagger it. So there's games every week or every 2 weeks, but they get like 3 weeks. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. It would be, you'd have games played every week and it would be staggered for.
Okay. That was your original idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. But it's like, yeah. So week one, half of the teams start.
Right.
Week two, the second half of the teams start. And then you're basically kind of figuring out. It would be a nightmare to figure out how to rotate through all that if you're a schedule maker. But I don't know. Somebody gets paid to figure that shit out. There's some
kind of algorithm that can do it.
Yeah. They just put it in a computer program and Jonah Hill figures it out in 5 minutes. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your face froze.
Jonah's no longer in the Batman movie. Okay. Well, I was going to say Jonah's no longer in the Batman movie as the Penguin. So
he backed out, huh?
I think he's supposed to be the Penguin. Either he backed out or they backed out, but then they paused the movie. He would have been a good Penguin, don't you think?
Yeah. This is the Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, physically he cuts the Penguin figure.
Yeah, he'd be a good Penguin. Who else would be a good Penguin?
You could just run Danny DeVito back.
Yeah, that would actually be great.
As an older Penguin, why not? Honestly.
DeVito's still got it. I mean, yeah, that would be the best move. Yeah. Michael Keaton's considering playing Batman again.
Dinklage, maybe.
Oh, Dinklage would be good.
I think he is, yeah. Is Dinklage too small to be a Penguin? I feel like it's kind of up to, you know, it's up to them how big they want the Penguin to be. So you could technically have The Rock play the Penguin as long as he's like hunched over and and everything has a like a crook nose.
The Rock would bring in the ratings for sure.
Yeah. Maybe you get De Niro to play the Penguin. Oh no, he's already in the Batman universe as Murray Franklin. Although he is a deceased member of the Batman universe, so
All The Rock does is shit gold, so
he does. Do we have any other football to talk about? Probably. We're going to do a Patreon thing coming up.
Yeah, we're doing the ESPN redraft, but our redraft of their redraft because
ESPN.
Their redraft was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. There were some bad decisions there.
But we're also using it as a template, so. Yeah.
That's what you get when you subscribe to Patreon. Yeah. Value on top of value.
You could spend $5 subscribing to ESPN Plus, where you get stupid shit like that. Or you could spend $5 subscribing to the Patreon, where you get slightly less stupid shit.
Yeah.
Your choice. You know, vote with your wallet is all I'm saying.
We have ESPN Plus, and we tried to watch the first episode of Peyton's Places, and it was it was the one with Jay Leno, and it was
with all of his cars.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not good.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
I think there are probably some good episodes in there, and it's probably better when he's talking to other players. But my wife was like, "This, I don't like this."
Yeah, I don't really blame her. ESPN's not really known for. You had Kenny Mayne there for a second. And then they tried to like stretch that out into like a full series and it became garbage. But they haven't been, it hasn't been a network known for their comedy for quite some time.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's why they haven't given us the call.
No, that's the only reason. Hey, once they decide to be funny again, pick up the phone, Mr. I forget what his name is. Not the guy with the drug problem.
Yeah, it's not Bob Iger anymore.
It's not Bob Iger. It's Walt Disney himself.
Yeah, it's just Disney's frozen head running.
It's the severed head of Walt Disney. And he literally can't pick up the phone.
Walt Disney was an anti-Semite. He'd be fucking canceled in a second these days.
I'm surprised he hasn't been I'm surprised they haven't had to change the name yet.
Yeah.
That feels like something where they're going to have to change the name. Especially with like, you know, you look back at some of their older cartoons.
Oh god.
Yeah, I think those are gonna hold up. Oh. If Disney ends up getting canceled, I mean Disney will never get canceled. Let's be clear.
No, it's too big.
They have more money than anybody. There are like petitions to change the name, which even then I think they have too much money to even like entertain that idea. Because you know the Washington Redskins haven't even said anything about changing.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
But if that becomes a thing, just know that you heard it here first, and the idea probably originated here first.
Yeah, we canceled Disney.
I want some of that Disney cancellation money.
I want Disney to pay us a lot of money to shut up our cancellation talk. Ooh.
Now, knowing Disney, either we'll settle or they'll just kill us.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. So, personally, you know, given, you know, depending on how much money they're willing to pay, I'll take that risk.
I'll take that risk. Death or money? I mean, good bet.
yeah, Mickey Mouse himself holding a gun to our head. It's kind of a metaphor for the entertainment industry as it is right now.
Yeah, that's really funny. And if football doesn't happen, we'll be searching through old Disney cartoons where they featured sports in the cartoon. And then we'll review that.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm already starting to, like, kind of lose it without sports now.
Oh, yeah. You texted me that, and I ignored that text.
Because you saw it on yourself, too, and you didn't want to face the cold reality of that.
Could not.
But I think I'm close to my breaking point. But I'm also not going to watch sports I wasn't watching previously. Like, I'm not going to watch NASCAR. I'm not going to watch golf.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch – maybe I'll watch a little Korean baseball. Who knows?
If basketball comes back, we'll definitely cover some of that.
We will become a serious basketball channel. Yeah, videos, podcasts, everything. We'll start having NBA personalities on the show.
I got to bank that money for my daughter, you know?
Yeah. Your daughter's existence will be funded by the National Basketball Association.
NBA Perna daughter. All right.
Physically, you have to. That doesn't mean you have to name your daughter after a current NBA player, legally. So start thinking. Nikola Jokic?
Nikola
Perna?
Nikola would work.
I think Nikola works. Or just Nicole.
Yeah, which player would I name her after?
Let's say a Nugget.
Rajonda Rondo. Yeah. And I'll say it's one first name.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad we could figure that out. Big.
Ooh, Dikembe Mutombo Perna.
She's got the longest fingers in the entire family.
All right, thanks for listening to the podcast. You've made it. Bye. Oh, no. Stop recording.